from CBC News, The World This Hour. I'm Blake Prendergast. With a fist pump and a wave, Donald Trump departed the White House for the final time as president. Exactly 4 years after painting a picture of American carnage, he boarded Marine One, leaving as the only president twice impeached and a country bitterly divided, facing an unprecedented economic crisis and with more than 400,000 and counting dead from the pandemic, the most by far of any nation. Trump said it was a great honor, the honor of his lifetime.
We have worked hard. We've left it all, as the athletes would say, we've left it all in the field.
Trump is skipping Joe Biden's inauguration, becoming the first modern president to do so. He has gone to Florida, instead touching down moments ago in West Palm Beach. In 1 hour, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president in a Washington transformed by military barricades and roadblocks, with 25,000 National Guard troops standing by to respond to violence. Salima Shivji has more on the day ahead.
Hallelujah. The first thing President-elect Joe Biden did when he arrived in Washington on the eve of his inauguration, he led a vigil to honor the 400,000 American victims of COVID-19. 400 lights along the pool next to the Lincoln Memorial and a message of unity from the man who will take the oath of office later today.
It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation.
And a theme that will weave throughout today's inauguration ceremony. It will be toned down, dominated by a somber mood and a plea for a divided country to unite. But while Donald Trump is skipping his successor's inauguration, preferring to leave town this morning, Biden is opting to go to church, along with the four congressional leaders, not just Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, but also staunch Trump allies, Republicans Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Salima Shivji, CBC News, Washington.
The president of Iran is hailing the end of the Trump era. President Hassan Rouhani delivered a long speech on Iranian television criticizing Trump, calling him a tyrant, and saying the end of Trump's political term will restore life to the Iran nuclear deal.
So the ball is in the court of the U.S. and Washington today. If they return to their commitments, we will also fulfill our commitments.
Biden has said that the United States would rejoin the 2015 international deal, which restricts Iran's nuclear work, if Tehran resumes strict compliance with the deal. TC Energy, the company responsible for the Keystone XL project, is suspending its work. It comes in anticipation of Joe Biden canceling the permit as part of his day one climate initiatives. Last year, Alberta invested $1.5 billion in the 2,700-kilometer pipeline. That would carry roughly 800,000 barrels of Alberta oil a day to refineries in the U.S. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney says he will seek legal damages if the pipeline project is scrapped. An explosion in the center of Madrid has killed at least two people. The mayor suggested a gas leak may have been to blame. A building has partially collapsed. The Bank of Canada has made its first interest rate setting of the new year. As expected, the central bank is holding the line, keeping its influential rate at 0.25%. The January setting comes with a warning from the bank. It expects the economy to contract in the first quarter due to the ongoing pandemic. Conservative MPs vote today on whether to throw Derek Sloan out of the caucus. The Ontario MP's future in the party is in jeopardy following the discovery that he accepted a donation from a known white supremacist. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole is calling for Sloan's removal, which MPs will vote on by secret ballot. One of the central figures of the October crisis has died. James Cross was the former British Trade Commissioner to Canada. He was held prisoner by separatist FLQ for 2 months in the fall of 1970. The kidnapping of Cross and the kidnapping and murder of Quebec Cabinet Minister Pierre Laporte provoked then-Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau to invoke the War Measures Act. He died in England. He was 99. And that is the CBC News. I'm Blake Prendergast.